Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Saturday, September 22nd, 2012, and it's that time again, Paradigm Shifters. And we're going to have joining us our regular Stephen Duncanson and Marilyn Ocasio-Medina, and they're going to share some valuable information with you about your thought process. So please allow me to bring them to you.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Paradigm Shifters. I'm Steve Duncanson. It's really my pleasure to be able to be here with you. As always, I just want to thank you for taking your time to tune into the show, either live or the recording. And as I express, I hope that you realize value in your life and experience for doing that, every aspect of your life. So, again, thank you for being on. Hello, Aurelia. How are you?
I am good, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Looking forward to what we're going to be able to learn from one another here today. And this, I kind of like view this like sword play. You know, in my favorite book says, iron sharpens iron. So one man or woman sharpens another, right? And so we get opportunity to discuss these various topics. It's kind of like, I'm done. You know, you sharpen, I sharpen you, you know. And, of course, as you mentioned at the top of the show, the intro, we also have the added benefit of having another swords person, keep politically correct, swords person with us on the line today. So we'd like to welcome Marilyn Ocasio-Medina on with us today. How are you doing, Marilyn?
Hi, I'm doing great, Steve. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really wonderfully, really wonderfully. And thank you for taking the time to be on the show and looking forward to what we can gain today. You know, it's so interesting that the things that we're looking to talk about from day to day, try to make them as practical as possible so that we're not simply feeding into people's intellectual library, but we're giving them tools to be able to impact their lives. And I believe it's something that people are hungry for. A lot of times we've heard things or seen things before, and we give mental assent, a cognitive understanding of what they mean, but don't really find opportunity to be able to apply them in our lives, and we see it everywhere. You know, just this past week, I've been doing a lot of training and locally and traveling and stuff like that, and I was talking to folks, again, about that principle or the formula E plus R equals O. You guys know what that one is, right?
What's that?
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow you up.
Oh, yeah?
All right. I'm sure The Stranger's Secret by Earl Nightingale, like event plus response equals outcome.
Okay. Right?
About taking responsibility for whatever happens that you may not have caused it, but Marilyn, you're going to shed a little light on that today, right? But sometimes think, well, I didn't cause a thing to happen, but I find myself in this situation, I didn't determine that outcome. But ultimately, when situations, circumstances, or events happen to everyone, but how we choose to respond to that makes the difference. But people look to blame someone else, or something else, for the results they get. I was sharing with the group that I was doing a training for a city agency last week, and during the lunch break, I went into a Chinese buffet, you know, to grab a little bite to eat. You know, I'm trying to eat a little better and not all the fattening food that I've been eating all along, right? So I figured, let me eat clean. So I go into this buffet, and it's got like 40, 50 seen those?
Yes.
Right? And so as we go along, I said they get the fried shrimp, the fried chicken, and all the whole lot of greasy stuff.
You said healthy, right?
Yeah, well, easy. I'm not fit my story. Right? So I pass through all those things, and then I get to where they have a lot of vegetables. And so I'm vacillating between, do I get this? I said, okay, I want to eat right. So I said, let me grab some vegetables. So I had some garlic string beans and some sautéed spinach some pak choy and a couple other things, right? So I put all those vegetables in my plate, and I figured for dessert, you know what I'm going to get? And though they have these little cookies and, like, gelatin things on the side, I figure I'll have some fruit. I had some, a little piece of watermelon and mango, blah, 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 right? So I put them all in my tray. I'm feeling pretty good about myself as I'm walking towards the cashier. Just then, these two young ladies come in, and they pick up trays, right? And they start looking at all the stuff, and their comment was, they're trying to make us fat up in here. Wait a minute. Ain't nobody trying to make you fat. This is a buffet. You can choose what you want. But don't go in there and choose something and blame somebody else because you're getting fat. You pick the vegetables like I did. And of course, I didn't say this to them because it probably would have been, you know, that's when the fight started. That was, that's how it would have been reported, right? But the reality is this, is that whatever we want, the life's a buffet. You can choose it. You can select it. And I believe that, hey, some of the things that that Marilyn, most specifically, that you're going to be talking to us about today is going to shed some more light on that from really an empowering standpoint of how you can select what you want to select and get what it is that you want. The topic that we're going to be discussing is, I'm sure people, many would have heard of if you've seen that video, The Secret, because it talked about that, and I just really, in a very superficial sort of way, but gave some pretty good descriptions. And today we want to get into it a little more, and that, of course, has to do with the law of attraction, what it is, how it works, and how you can apply it into your own life and experience. As you would well imagine, listeners, I would anticipate, with it being 20 minutes to 1, that this is going to be, we're going to be doing this probably for another session, right? So we're going to just, you know, do the half hour today, but I'm sure we'll do another session coming up with it because there's so much to delve into it. But Marilyn, I wanted to give you an opportunity, if you would, to tell us what the law of attraction is. Let's begin with that and what piqued your interest in finding out about it. So, Mel, you might want to even do it the other way. What piqued your interest, and then what is the law of attraction?
Okay, I'm just going to keep this as simple as possible due to the time that we have. But the law of attraction is basically like attracts like. And what we think about is what we become. And I like what you said about the choices and people blaming other people. Like when you're in the Chinese buffet and they say, oh, you're trying to make us this, and people have the tendency to do that, to blame others. But we all have a choice. And a lot of times we stay in a situation because we're uncomfortable getting out of our comfort zone. But going back to your original question, the law of attraction is that like attracts like. So, and if you notice, if you see a person that's very negative and you look at the people that they're with, it's usually people that are negative also, and they're having a conversation about how terrible their lives are and they're complaining. But if you see a person that has a positive outlook in life and you see the people that they're surrounded by, it's usually going to be people of the same outlook in life with a positive, and if you listen to that conversation, they're focusing on what they're grateful for and the positive things in life versus the things that are going wrong. And the first thing that we need to do is to be clear and not hazy or fuzzy, but clear on what it is that we want. what do we want in our life? And if we have a clear picture, that's the first step. The second step.
Hold on. Before we go to the steps, you know, being clear on what the definition is, and you said quite simplistically, again, which we want to be able to do, that like attracts like. So that would mean that all forms of energy and matter are attracted to something that's like it is. So in other words, the same vibration, like we're magnets.
Right. Yes, everything in this world is made of energy. You, me, the grass, we're all energy. And that means that everything that exists vibrates. And how our energy, if it's positive energy or negative energy, that's how it's going to be vibrating. So if we have a positive energy, it's going to vibrate to those people and those things that are positive, and that's the attraction. That is the law of attraction.
So that means you get what you put your energy and focus on, whether you want it or you don't want it.
That's correct. If you're thinking in negative ways and your vibration is negative, you're going to attract negative people, negative circumstances, negative situations. So we need to raise our vibration, and how do we do that? We have to eliminate those negative thoughts, those complaints, get rid of them, and replace it with positive thoughts, positive attitudes, positive images. And
is this both conscious and subconscious?
What's that?
Is this both conscious and subconscious?
We have to start with the subconscious, and that's why I say write a goal down and be clear, because our subconscious is always working. And when you go to sleep and you think about those things and you have that vision in your mind, your dreams, your goals, and you go to sleep with that, and that's in your subconscious, and you're going to feel it, and how you feel is how you're going to act, and that's how then your subconscious will bring those thoughts into your mind, into your conscious.
Okay, stop.
Hold on
a second, because you're really putting a lot out there, because you're going from thoughts to your feelings to my conscious and subconscious. Let's take people through all these aspects, right? Because, you know, sometimes you ask people what I'm thinking. So I'm not thinking anything. So let's deal with the fact that we are always thinking something, whether we are conscious of it or not.
Right.
Our thoughts are definitely going on, right? Yeah. So, since the law works, it's whether something we want or whether we don't want, it's important for us to be aware of having intentional thoughts programmed into our minds, to intentionally create thoughts. So how do you think intentionally? And I think this is going to lead you to some of the steps that you're talking about. How do we think intentionally?
Going back to what I said on being clear. First, be clear and have a vision of what you want. So that's your intention. That's putting your intention. It's like having a compass and know where you're going. You can't say, I'm going to go somewhere, if you don't know where you're going. So where is it that you want to go? And having
so in other words, I'm sorry, knowing exactly what you desire, having being clear on what, asking what is it you want, but being clear on what it is that you're asking for.
Right. And because someone can say, well, I want to be successful, but that's not being clear. Well, how do you want to be successful? Write your goals. Until you write it, it's only a wish.
Mm.
And when you write it, it becomes an objective. And then ask yourself, when am I going to start? Well, start now.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that we have to do is discard that failure image that we have in our mind. So many people that can be so successful and be great achievers are not because they have that failure image in their mind, because they have failed in the past or there's a fear. And in order to be successful, we need to discard that and visualize what you want or what you want to achieve. And
Are we describing here two different steps, right? Because the first one is having that clear image, and you said that we should write goals out and be specific with regard to the goal. Can you give an example? Can you give an example of what writing out a specific goal would look like? Because I mean, you made a really great point that people oftentimes use ambiguity. Like, I want to be successful, I want to be happy, I want to be rich, right? And those are generalities. But you're saying that we need to be specifically clear. Can you give an example of what that might be like?
Right. I'm a Reiki master. I have clients, and I can say I want a lot of clients next week. But instead of saying I want a lot of clients, say I want 6 clients on Tuesday. I want 6 clients on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And have a specific number. If you're thinking that you want to increase your income, okay, what amount do you want weekly? And be realistic. Okay, so this is the amount that I want by this time, and write it down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent.
So that's the difference of just having your goals clear and writing them down and being
very specific. You do this for every area and aspect of your life, then you would expect, right?
Say that one more time.
You do it for every area and aspect of your life.
In every aspect of your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that you write the goal. So this wouldn't just be one goal, right? You might have health goals, family goals, business goals, whatever the case might be. You want to do it for all those. Do you have to do it one at a time, or can you do for multiple?
You can do multiple, whatever works for you. I mean, we have a wheel of life, right? In that wheel of life, we have family, we have career, we have fun, recreation. So start with that. Start with one area in your life at a time in that wheel of life. Okay, in my family, these are the goals that I want. I want to have dinner together as a family on Wednesdays, on Sundays. I set a specific goal for my family. One Sunday a month, and I've already told my family, we're going to sit down and have a dinner every first Sunday of the month.
Gotcha. So every first Sunday of the month, you can sit down and, okay, excellent. So we're getting really crystal clear and specific on whatever that goal is. The principle is that specificity is the basis of gaining cooperation with individuals or with the universe. So excellent with that first step. Be crystal clear on what you want. Step number two, you said about not doubting. Does that speak to the aspect of allowing that thought to be, allowing it to exist?
Trust yourself, believe in yourself, discard those images of failure. If you failed in the past, you learn from it. You learn from our mistakes. Have no doubt that you will achieve this. Visualize it in your mind, and it's not only visualizing it in your mind, but feeling it as if you've already achieved it. And when until you feel that, and you have that really good feeling because you've achieved it, and when you have that feeling, that's when that vibration that I was talking about comes in, and it gets higher, and you raise your vibration. So when you raise that vibration because of that good feeling, as if you've already achieved it, circumstances are going to happen. You're going to meet people in your life, and it's going to happen so easy only because of that good feeling that you have. And this is the only way it will happen, because when we have doubts, we're going to have that negative feeling, and it's not going to make it happen. But we have to get rid of that negative feeling, have the positive feeling, raise the vibration, and in turn, this will manifest, because you're going to attract the people and you're going to attract the circumstances. And I'm saying this from my own experience.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so let's deal with that a little bit, because you said something that's important, and just from a practical sense, you know. So if I have this desire very clear that I want to earn $1 million a year, and I want to earn how much per month, $40,000 per month, and I'm clear on that. And I write it down, all those sorts of things. Yet, the previous year, I only earned $25,000 a year. What would be the likelihood that I would earn the million the previous in the following year? What would be the likelihood?
Okay, everything takes time, and you have to see what steps you're taking and what did you do in the previous year to achieve what you achieved. And there are steps. There's one book by Jack Canfield on the power of focus. There's strategies. So you're going to have different strategies along with your positive thinking and visualizing. You're going to want to increase and continue and write down your goals and have that in your subconscious, and your subconscious is going to give you ideas and give you circumstances to reach that goal. The ideas will come to you. It's going to take time, but as long as you know that in your mind that this is where you're going to reach and this is your goal, and constantly have that image in your mind with no doubt, it will manifest.
That's what I want to get at. That's what I'm trying to get at, this aspect of no doubt. Because oftentimes the likelihood is if this year I earn $25,000 and I say to myself, with clarity, I'm going to earn $1 million the next year, I'm stating something that I really probably don't believe. Right?
Right.
And so what I need to be able to do is to set a goal. And you talked about a process and taking time, right? So
right.
I probably would need to set a goal that is believable to me rather
right.
than something that is some far-fetched, you know, thought of what I would like to have. And so I might set the goal with clarity of earning $50,000 in the next year. Now, you can say that with greater levels of belief than you can say I'll earn $1 million the next year. Does that make – I mean, is that what we're talking about, right?
Oh, right, definitely, because it's about truly believing it. And also setting a realistic goal, because I can say, oh, yes, next year I'm going to earn $1 million, but you have to truly, truly believe it.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I truly believed, and let me give you my example. I knew that I needed an office space for my Reiki clients in the Jersey Shore. I needed an office space. And I didn't know how, and I wasn't worrying about the how, and I kept visualizing it, and I kept saying, this is what I'm going to have. I don't know how, but I'm going to have this, and I'm going to work 3 days a week in the office, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays are going to be the days for my Reiki sessions. And I just kept saying it, and I kept saying it and believing it, and I didn't know how. And until recently, it all manifested very easy, without any effort. It just manifested. It just happened. One of my Reiki clients actually offered me to use the office space, and it's exactly what I visualized.
Excellent. You know, so certainly the aspect of being clear, allowing it, meaning with no doubt, you actually believe it, and you said something too, it's important, believe it as if it has already happened, so which would increase the vibration itself, right? Because you're kind of living in it, you're visualizing yourself having already achieved that thing. So if it's a car, you're sitting in the car, you can smell the leather, you're seeing yourself drive it. Or if it's the office, you're sitting there, you know, they're clear on what the desk is that you're sitting behind, and you see the client on the other side, and you can picture the type of day that it is. That's the kind of clarity and belief that has to exist in order to generate the vibration necessary to attract that thing. We just want people to realize, because, you know, to some degree, I don't know if you guys may have thought about this, even earlier, you might be able to weigh in, that when you saw the secret, it was like, oh, if I can just think it, man, you know, it will happen. And it could appear to be magical, mystical, you know, not really understanding the dynamic of what it takes to generate the feeling. What it takes to generate the feeling is belief, true belief. And once you have that and you're focused in on that, and you then create the vibration that will draw that thing into your existence. But without the if doubt exists on any level, it's not going to happen. And sometimes you hear people say that they really want this, and oh yeah, I can see myself getting it, but the internal dialogue is going on, no, you don't. You're not really going to get it. You can say it'd be nice, but you're not really going to get it. And if you do that, then you're working against the law of attraction. And you're drawing, and the irony is, you're working against the law of attraction, but you're cooperating with it because you're getting what you don't want rather than you do want, what you do want, right?
Right. And if you think, and that's why I say eliminate your don't wants, because if you're thinking about what you don't want, you're going to keep getting more of that. So eliminate the thoughts of what you don't want. And replace it with the thoughts of what you do want, not only the thoughts, but the feeling. Our job is to feel good all the time. And guess what? Sometimes things are going to happen that's going to bring that negative emotion into our life. So what we need to do is get rid of that negative emotion by replacing it with whatever makes us feel good. If it's listening to music or playing tennis or looking at a baby or thinking at a baby that makes you laugh and makes you smile, and smile so that we can feel good and continue to feel good. That's our job, to feel good all the time. That's how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live with passion, not contentment, because we can live and be content, but we're not meant to live that way. We're meant to live with passion, thriving, and not just, that's why I tell people, if you're uncomfortable in a situation or you're not happy, then step out of your comfort zone and eliminate the fear, eliminate the doubt, and strive for the dreams. A lot of times we bury our dreams deep down inside and we forget about them. We don't even remember that we had those dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage everyone to, like I said, feel good and get rid of those negative thoughts, and whatever dreams, whatever you want to accomplish, that, you know, take the key out of I can't. Eliminate the key and know that you can, and say, I can.
Can I share two things with you guys?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of books lately, and I have one book called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Waddles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he says, man is a thinking center and can originate thought. All the forms that man fashions with his hands must first exist in his thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I was also reading another book called As a Woman Thinketh by James Allen, and Transcribed for Women by Dorothy Hulse, which I mentioned to you guys. And it basically states, a woman is literally what she thinks, her character being the complete sum of all her thoughts. So we are what we think. It's like we are what we eat. We are what we think.
That's it. We are what we think,
and if we think about nothing, then we get nothing. So we have to constantly have those positive thoughts. Thank you, really. That was wonderful.
Oh, it was my pleasure, guys. I'm learning from you guys.
Well, you know, I think there's so much more really that I'd like to continue on with this conversation. Next time, what we want people to walk away with, as you described, is to be able to ask for what you want, be clear, allow it, then feel good now. Focus on that thing, and that will bring it to existence. Next time around, we want to talk a little bit more, Aurelia, from that book, As a Woman Thinketh. And just by the quote that you shared, I can tell that really is them simply taking he and him and man out and putting woman and she and stuff like that, which is, it's all good. But, you know, the reality is it works for human beings, period, end of story. So but we want to be able to throw a little bit more of that in. That book in and of itself, listeners, if you don't have it, you need to get a copy of it, whether you get As a Man Thinketh or As a Woman Thinketh, either one, you need to pick that resource up and digest it. Don't just read it, digest it. With some of my buddies, we can just talk about a paragraph at a time. It is really so potent. So you want to be able to get that. And then we want to connect it some more with this, the Law of Attraction next month.
Okay.
So, Marilyn, will you be able to come back on next month and talk about it some more?
I would love to.
Excellent. Well, let's make sure that we do that. We've come to the end of our time today. So I'd like to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Hope you got something out of it. And look forward to connecting with you again next month, both Aurelia and Marilyn. Thank you. God bless. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.